I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, it's clear why I'm the best host in the room.
Oh my God, I was waiting how long that would take.
We're back to discuss one of my favorite topics, as any listener of the show knows. It is the football mailbag. What did you think it was?
Me.
Oh. Well, you're, you know, top five. Top five in the list there, but... Nope, Arizona football, love it, as everybody knows. I'm excited. We waited a little bit to get some good questions, and this is going to be a little bit longer of a podcast because, holy cow, we have quite a few questions.
A little bit of Monica in your life. What was that song that's stuck in my head now that you were just singing?
How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
And Jason goes, I love that song. Everyone knows I love that song. And I was like, I love that song. And we've been married for 14 years and we didn't even know that we each liked that song.
Yes.
You know, that's one of those mysteries of
marriage.
Okay. So we're going to go right into questions with a friend of the show. Actually, everybody on this list is a friend of the show because they're all from the message board.
He's
boards.
An enemy of the show.
The frenemy of the show named Chief. I mean, no, not Chief. UA Portland Timbers asks, including Jordan Washington, I'll set an over-under at 3.5 4-stars or higher in the 24 class. Is taking the over? Are you taking the over or under? I have not seen these questions, so the
you
way
the
they've been written.
Which is a gambling term, so I'm very proud of you there.
Thank
I'm going
you.
A little wild here.
Ooh.
I'm going a little okay,
a little cray-cray.
I'm going over.
What?
Now, keep in mind that rankings could change, but I feel good. Arizona is in good shape or, like, top two for basically a 4 or 5-star at every position. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to land each guy, but I think 3.5 is very, very possible. Because that's including Jordan Washington. So that means...
Uno.
One. So that would mean 3 more?
See?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Want me to give you the names?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Aw,
tell like,
secret.
Arizona has a very good chance of landing a guy like Elijah rushing. Keona Wilhite could wind up being a 4-star. Arizona's right in with them. With him. Arizona's in on a couple, like a tight end. Arizona's in on a couple linemen. So they're in it. Like, they have a legit shot. Like, Kingston Lopa, even though he decommitted, last I heard, Arizona is right in there. So
they're in it to win it, Jason. For that over, not the under. Okay, well, we'll find out what happens there. We'll keep an eye on it. Keep Jason honest, UA Portland Timbers. Keep reminding us. And next question.
I'm always honest. I don't understand.
Well, you know. That you always have tricks up your sleeve. Let's say that. AZ Jangle is asking, and again, this is the first time I'm seeing these. Assuming there's no surprise transfers, what is more likely when Morgan returns? Jonah at right tackle and Lange at guard, or Is it Borjan or Borjan? Or Borjan, other right tackle with Jonah at guard. Did good. I do good?
Very good. When I'm talking, you should read the questions right now.
Okay. Well, you know. It's fun when it's like
it is distracting. Extemporaneous. Our dogs are in a full makeout session right now on the couch.
Yeah, it is a little distracting.
They just go to town on each other every night. That sounded awful.
What is wrong with you? It's just sweet puppy kisses.
That sounds right at all.
He means sweet puppy kisses.
But it's true. I mean, they are. Bianca has some class.
You just turned into Ron Burgundy right there, like literally.
Anyway, what was the question? So I think Jonah Savonnet is pretty locked in to right tackle. I think that is pretty much. I would be surprised if that changes. I don't see many linemen in the portal that I believe could come in and change that dynamic. I could be wrong. Maybe there's guys that are very secret right now. But when you look at the portal, there's actually not
secret.
Right. When you look at the portal, I actually think that one of the positions that had less entries than expected was offensive line. There wasn't like a huge rush of offensive line portal additions after spring ball. Maybe that was expected, maybe not. But I think Jonah's pretty much a lock for right tackle. My guess is that Lange would be the guard. You know, you may be able to move it around a little bit depending on Polito and all that. But I think right now, if the first game was tomorrow, I could pretty much guarantee you that Jonah would be the right tackle.
All right.
With Lange and Wendell Moe as the guards.
That's it. That's what Jason says. That's what's going to happen. Next question. Arizona AZ Fanatic. Can you run down the priority recruits for each position for 2024 and discuss it position by position?
Yeah, I'm not giving that out.
That seems like a really long answer.
I'm not giving that out on a podcast because I like my job. But I'll give you some names, like one name at each position. Quarterback Davis, DeMarcus Davis, is visiting. Isaac Wilson is a clear priority. The general thought is that he'll probably wind up going to Utah. Running back, they already have Washington committed. There's a couple other guys. Nate Frazier is one I would keep an eye on. Kedron Young is another one I would keep an eye on. Expect more offers. Adam Muhammad, for instance, from Apollo, was just offered. I think he's a priority. I could see Arizona trying to get a commitment from him this summer. Wide receiver, you're going to see a bunch of guys emerge. That's already happened in the past few days. That's going to happen in the next few weeks as well with the loss of Dylan Gresham, Aaron Butler, etc. They have a commitment from Brandon Phelps, but you're going to see other guys emerge. Offensive line, there's multiple guys within the state. Carter Lavrusky, Michael Watkins, Matthew Lotto are the guys that I would keep an eye on. And then there's multiple Polynesian players. Defensive tackle, Jericho Johnson. You ready for this name, Shelby?
I'm ready.
Ratumana Bulabalavu.
Amazing.
They love him. Kaho Tuihalamaka is another one. Another Tuihalamaka. There's millions. Defensive end, Will Height rushing. Damarian White is another one. Linebacker, Sire Gaines is a guy that's already has an official visit scheduled. There's a few more. Cornerback, they have a commitment, as we know, from Isaiah Buxton. K.O. Patu, who's the brother of Oren Patu, is another one. Santana Wilson, Miles Lockhart, safety. Kingston Lopa, they're still recruiting. There's a bunch of safeties. Dayton Ipu is another one that they're in, among the finalists for. Jelani Davis, Teron Williams.
Okay, this is a lot of names.
Yeah, I'm on fire right now, Shelby. But there's a lot more than that. But that's what I'm giving you.
This boy is on fire. Okay. Sorry, I had to sing it. I had to sing it out. I hope that answered your...
Do you remember the other night?
Multi-tiered question.
I'm not going to tell people what I was doing, but you could probably figure out. But Shelby was out of town and I was doing something and I lit my pants on fire.
That's such a loaded question. What does that mean?
Well, because you said this boy is on fire.
And there was an ember that dropped on your pants.
Yeah, I lit myself on fire. And I didn't realize it for a few seconds until my legs started burning.
You realize you don't have to say everything that comes to your brain. Well, like, it's called a filter. And you don't have to say those things.
Anyone that has ever met me knows that I do not have a filter.
I feel like most people would be surprised.
No
that
filter.
You don't.
Like, if I'm in person and something's happening, I say it.
He's just like a reporter all the time, and just like recording facts and saying them, and then like no filter.
No, zero. I know when to keep a secret, obviously. Like, with that, I have a filter. But in general, nope. You know, like, the whole, I think we've said this before, like, letting our kids curse and stuff. You know, within reason. Like, Gary
Like, appropriate. Yeah.
Like, yeah. We have the Gary V. You know, if you look that up, his thoughts on cursing, we have that. But we just, I don't.
Yeah. I find myself
I'm about going,
yeah, I think I curse too much for a woman. Like, not at work, but
I curse too much
in real life, also. I do. Yeah. Anyway, can we go back to the mailbag now?
Yeah, just, you said I was on fire, and then I remembered a time I was on fire.
There we go. In your pantalones.
One time I burnt myself when I was younger.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we were having a barbecue at my uncle's house, or my cousin's house, Cousin yeah. Richie. And he took a hot dog off the barbecue mm-hmm. and dropped it on my stomach because it was a swim wow. party. And I had a hot dog-shaped burn for, like, 2 months. It's true. My mom still remembers.
Cousin Richie.
Yep, at a giant
Everyone
hot
has
bar.
A cousin Richie that does did mean so. Things.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think of any other fire or burn-related stories, go ahead and interrupt me. It's like we're not recording anything right now.
I'll let you know.
Okay, that's great. All right, we're only on the fourth question.
We could make this a two-parter.
M. Swift asks, what is the word among AZ high school coaches regarding Jed and Dilly Dilly? Do they like their approaches? Do they trust them? Do they support them? Do they feel prioritized?
This is like what our therapist asked us.
Oh my God.
When we,
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We did count. No, we didn't do that.
Hold on. I gotta say, do you remember those alcohol, the beer commercials with, like, medieval times when it was, like, Dilly Dilly?
Yeah, Dilly
those,
Dilly.
Those are my favorite commercials. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, sorry. I just got some news. This is why I do. I break news on podcasts. Don't you wonder what news I was just typing to someone?
Ooh, was it basketball?
It was, but you Ooh. Can have it. Anyway, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious now that coaching staffs I'm sorry, I'm laughing. ASU just offered Zoom Diallo. That's basketball related, but you're not getting Zoom Diallo. I don't understand why you offered him. But anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so it's pretty obvious. By now, it's the worst podcast ever. The coaching staffs throughout the state trust Jed Fish. I mean, I think his success in state. And I think that the biggest thing is that, and really it's the same for Dillingham. I'm sure that he has good relationships within state. But what it's always been about with high school coaches is relationships and effort. So Jed Fish was following Kevin Sumlin, who probably didn't even know how to get to Phoenix. Knew how to get to Scottsdale, if you know what I'm saying. But didn't know how to get to certain high schools in Phoenix to recruit. Didn't even recruit South Point seriously and all that. Jed Fish is at local high schools as much as possible. And if it's not Jed, it's his assistants. Whether they have guys or not, the relationships are there. Dillingham is doing the same thing in Phoenix. And he's coming off a coaching staff in Herm Edwards where, if you remember, Antonio Pierce basically said, I don't care if you're from Arizona, you're no different to me than California, which is the wrong thing to say. So the in-state coaching staffs are going to like these coaches at ASU in Arizona because the effort is being put in, right? And so it's just a matter. And look, it can't be fake effort, but it's not. Like, you can tell that they're prioritizing guys in state. And, you know, when Dillingham got hired, for instance, he took guys out of the portal from in state that probably really aren't that good. But the reason he did is to help build relationships, and he probably saw the long game. And Jed Fish, when he got hired, probably took some guys in state, and you played that long game. And coaching staffs at Arizona and ASU really had not done that in quite a long time, and it's something that got rewarded.
All right, dilly dilly. We'll find out. I don't know. I just wanted to say dilly dilly. Feels like a long time ago since I read a question. Oh, here we go. AZ Bear Down asks, do you anticipate Leviticus Sua getting into the linebacker rotation early? Is there a world where we see Sua, Flo, and Manu on the field at once?
Sue, Flo, Man, baby.
What?
Filet-min. No, I got nothing. Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that surprised me with Leviticus Sua was he was at the spring game, I believe, or he was definitely at a spring practice. He's a lot bigger than I thought. Like, his calves are huge. Like, he looks built for a kid that is still in high school. Usually, you like guys to enroll early. They can put on the weight and all that. But Sua looks physically ready to contribute right now. Is he going to jump into the starters right away? Absolutely not. And that's not a disrespect to him. It is Flo and Manu, and that's pretty much set in stone. Daniel Humuli is in the rotation as well. Sua would have to beat out him if they play the same linebacker spot, whatever it may be. I do believe that you are going to see certain formations, though Arizona's base formation is going to have two linebackers. But if you remember, there were situations and opponents last season where we saw three linebackers and a linebacker and a down safety and whatever it may be, where we saw different combinations. So it is possible we see Sua, Flo, and Manu on the field at once. I think Sua is a little more of the long game. I do think he'll play as a freshman, very clearly will play as a freshman, but you're not going to see his true skill and ability until his sophomore year because of Flo and Manu and all that. But, you know, it's pretty wild that we're talking about a four-star linebacker freshman, and he may not be good enough to play from day one when, you know, just a few years ago, if Arizona was bringing a four-star, we'd assume he would be the best player on the team. Right, and so I think that says something going back to recruiting and Jed Fish and all that. So
what a difference 2 years makes.
I do think Sua will be in the rotation. I don't know if it'll be the first game. I do think early on in the season, the first quarter of the season, he'll find a way to get in the rotation. But I don't know if it'll be a situation, at least his freshman season, where he's, you know, a consistent starter.
He needs some time.
Yeah, like any freshman.
Football intelligence.
He could hit the ground running. I have no idea. I just think it's going to be hard to unseat Flo and Manu as the two starting linebackers.
All right. ZonaZoo 2004 asks, if you were the Arizona administration, how would you go about retaining Jed? How big of a concern is that?
I mean, isn't there only one way to retain coaches in this day and age?
It's all about the money.
Yeah, you got to pay him. I mean, that's it. I mean, and look, the reality is that there's always going to be schools that could pay more than Arizona. It's just you kind of go down the checklist. Number one, can we pay Jed enough, right? Not and it may be more than he deserves, right? In this day and age, you know, that's just how coaching works, right? Because at the end of the day, I love Jed, and I think he's a great coach, and the future's bright. He still hasn't made a bowl game. Now, if he makes a bowl game this season, I do think you're going to see other schools come in there. I can pretty much guarantee it. But if it's a school like a, say, and I'm just making this up, a Missouri, maybe you could pay a little bit more. So then you go down the line, you just go, okay, how's our NIL? Jed is very, 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 very active in trying to increase Arizona's NIL. He is, and I've heard this from a booster in a very positive way, he is a maniac.
He's a fundraiser.
Because he absolutely believes that in order to be able to compete and land the players Arizona needs to win the conference, NIL has to be in place. It's a different ballgame. So he is active there. So how is Arizona's NIL compared to that other school? How is Arizona's support? Sure, there may be another job that pays more, but his support may not be there.
And they have to be able to be paid too.
Arizona's administration, to their credit, has given Jed everything he wanted. I can say with confidence that Jed Fish and his circle of people love love Dave Hickey and company, because they have given him what he wants, and that is something that is not lost on him. So if he leaves Arizona for another situation, are they still going to have that same support? They may not. Jed is known in circles, fair or not, as a guy that jumps jobs. But when you look at his history, it clearly paid off, because he jumped jobs to lead him to this moment to be a head coach. I do think that if he leaves Arizona, he will be very careful about that next stop. He will have to win. I don't think he'll leave Arizona for a middle of the line SEC, ACC team, right? The one school that I would worry about in the conference would be UCLA. If Chip Kelly gets fired or leaves or whatever, Jed Fish's connections to LA and UCLA, that would be one. Like a Michigan. Clearly, Arizona's not competing with like a Michigan. So that's what you do. You balance it. Is Jed actively looking to get out of Arizona? I haven't heard that at all. And I talked to people that would know, boosters and all that. Is it a concern that if he wins, they're going to need to give him a raise or other schools will come calling? Absolutely. I think that there's an anticipation and a kind of a grassroots movement to be ready for that situation where at the end of the year, if Jed makes a bowl, you kind of say, okay, let's sit down and let's say, how do we secure Jed? Now, if Jed doesn't make a bowl, he's probably staying at Arizona anyway. But let's say Arizona wins 7-8 games, makes a bowl, he has success, he's bringing in these good recruiting classes, naturally someone's going to come for him. And Arizona has to be able to say, look, we've given you support, we'll give you more support, we're going to bump your salary, we're going to do this for NIL, and Arizona is going to put its best foot forward, and if it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But they've made things very nice for Jed Fish here.
All right. We'll see what happens. Oh, it's so exhausting. You just want to coach like Lute Olson forever. Just that stay.
I know. And it's the whole – people got to understand, like, everything has changed. Everything. Like, scheduling has changed. We have NIL now. We have guys that went to jail for doing – what is now literally legal in college athletics. We're now talking about making college athletes employees. Like, back in the day, it was, if you're a coach, you handed a recruit a suitcase of money. Like, I've seen bags dropped in parking lots for recruits. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Now you just write a check and do some fake. Like, every single thing has changed. And it's the same with coaches, right? Now it's not, are you comfortable? Are you winning? No, it's, look, you may suck, your program may suck, but you're offering me $7 million a year to help turn it around. And I love this school that I'm at, but they're only offering me 3.5. I'm all about the money. Pay me. And at the end of the day, if a school offers Jed Fish $7 million and you're Arizona, you just
God say, bless him.
Right. You just tell, if you're Arizona, you say, hey, man, thanks for everything. Appreciate it. That's just what you do, because you're not paying. There is no world where Arizona is going to be paying a coach $6 or $7 million. It's not happening. So if a school comes and offers Jed that, you say, you know what? Go get him, Jed, because you're just not matching it. And that's the reality. And that's not Arizona's fault, to be honest with you. That's just kind of the way the economy works, too.
Yeah. But I can still miss the old days. Anyway, last question, because in the middle of this podcast, we decided we had way too many questions. So we're splitting it up. This is now turned into part one. So last question goes to Irish Mike 520. What position do you feel best about on defense, and what position gives you some concerns?
I feel best about linebacker. I'm very comfortable with Arizona's linebacker situation. Manu, Flo, I like Humuli. I like, Sua coming in. I think the depth overall is good. The biggest thing that makes me more confident in the linebacker situation this season compared to last season is not only the increase in talent, it's the increase of speed, athleticism, reaction time, etc. Jerry Roberts was Arizona's best linebacker at times last season. If you compare his speed, his athleticism, and his reaction time to even Manu or Justin Flo, it's not even a comparison. And that's no respect to Jerry Roberts, great kid, whatever, but it's not a comparison. There's a very clear upgrade in the defense that requires your linebackers to carry a lot of the weight. The biggest concern to me, it's always going to be defensive line until you see otherwise, right? Like, I like the addition of CO from Indiana, of Tyler Manoa, of Bill Norton, and awesome, of Upshaw from Michigan / Colorado. Arizona made the right steps, but now you just kind of got to see it.
You got to gel together.
You got to see the production. So I think that's the one that I'm a little iffy about. And it's not that I think it's going to be bad, because I don't. I think it'll be plenty good enough. I really do. I don't think it'll be great, but if it's average, it's better than last year, right?
Yeah.
So I think it'll be average, if not a little better. But you just kind of have to see the production. Safety, I like Isaiah Taylor. The other safety position with Gunnar Maldonado and Dalton Johnson concerns me. A little bit, but those are the two. I'm good about corner. I'm good with linebacker, and I believe that the defense overall is. And this is a question for tomorrow, but I believe the defense overall will be better.
So you're basically saying you're good with everything except fire.
Yeah. Correct.
Correct. All right. Well, that concludes our part one of the football mailbag. We will record part two
tomorrow,
I guess, yeah. Or whenever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometime in the next 24 hours.
Who knows what'll happen tomorrow? You never know.
We could do it right now and then not even post it for days. That's the magic of a podcast.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But who knows? Maybe there's a commitment by the time you're listening to this.
Ooh, there could be something happening that is more important than the mailbag part two.
Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. We shouldn't say too much.
All right. Have a nice night, everyone. Bear down.
Or day when you listen to this.
Or afternoon.
Bear down.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the Bee Gees? Shelby, take it.
The Bee Gees are awesome. They were so ahead of their time. Their vocals, the harmonies, just everything about them.
Thank you, Shelby. Thank you.
I could go on, but you can just cut me off. I'm sure you're going to anyway, right?
Correct, honey.
You're supposed to cut me off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.